Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the A&E Beauty Podcast where I talk all things beauty and God. I am so excited to have you guys here. I am really, really, really excited about this podcast. I am recording this at 12 o'clock in the morning because the revelation finally came to me during my worship today, and I am excited to get it out. I am going to actually record two podcasts back to back because God gave me like a whole tea. Like, it was so amazing, and I'm just really honored that he's using me. So this podcast will be called, What Do You See When You Look in the Mirror? Right? Okay. I'll get into that later. But I want to talk about a few things about what I've been up to. Makeup and worship. Makeup and worship. So the other night I was worshiping God, and God basically shared with me that my makeup and doing makeup and teaching makeup was part of my worship. And so meet me, guys, on my Instagram live. I'll be on there tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time, sharing worship and also sharing whatever word God puts inside of my soul. If you guys want to come on and ask any questions, feel free to do that also. But it's just me doing my makeup and teaching you guys how to do the makeup, but also having something to speak about. And most of the time, well, the last time I did it, well, the first time I did it, which was last week, it was so powerful. The live is still up on my Instagram. Men came on and they were getting ministered to, and it was just a powerful experience with the Holy Spirit. And I was just so honored and so grateful that I cried. I was crying on live. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe like God is like doing this. Like, I was not expecting it. I literally left the live dripping in sweat. My hair was like, the front of my hair, the natural part of my hair was like, poof, girl, bye. Don't try to run a flat iron through this because it's not happening. But it was all worth it because, you know, people received what they needed to receive. And I'm feeling like a few people broke free. And I'm just honored and so grateful to be a servant of God's. And so I want you guys to meet me there tomorrow on Instagram Live at 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern. And let's have a good time. Let's have a good time. It may just be some jokes and Jesus. I don't know, you know? I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit do what he do. And then I'm also finding joy in nature. I found some really amazing joy in nature. And I've been asking God, like, God, can I go to this botanical gardens and explore? And I went and I found this garden near my house called Descansa Garden. Not near my house, well, in LA, but it's not near me. I had to take an Uber all the way over there, but it's like a beautiful botanical gardens that had like a beautiful rose garden. And I walked around the entire garden and then found like a little secret place and just sat in silence and read a book and then worshiped. And it's just like acres of land in Los Angeles that's like over in like La Canada, part of LA, and it's just beautiful, like absolutely just beautiful and stunning. And I was so honored and grateful to find that place. So I did that last week, and then today I went to the beach. We've been having some really beautiful days here in LA, and so I just took myself to the beach to just sit and watch waves and literally sit right in front of the, like, directly in front of the water, like, on the wet part of the sand, just so I can, like, catch a good view and also social distance and be healthy. I mean, not near any person, you know, group of crowds that was there, but just to just enjoy the sound of the waves. Like, I was sitting in the back before and I was like, I didn't come to the beach to like sit in the back. I came to the beach to like hear the crash of the waves and just to experience the beauty of the water, to watch the surfers. And I was getting some revelation with the surfers and how the surfers would like go against the waves, and they will like go under and go against the waves and weather the storm. And then when they find that perfect like the perfect wave. They go and they run right into it and then they glide across the wave. And I was just like, wow, like, that's kind of dope. I don't think I'll ever do that, but it's dope what the surfers do and how they, you know, how they handle the water and how they handle their authority. It's like their authority in water is just so dope. And basically doing that made me start to fall in like with California. I'm starting to like California. I'm like, oh, it's cute. We're in January. It's January 18th and it's 85 degrees. Oh, you cute. I like you. I like you a lot, you know. So I am enjoying dating California and having a good time. And the A Unique Beauty product of the week, guys, is going to be my lives. I would love for you guys to meet me tomorrow. Meet me today, actually. It'll be today because you guys will be listening to this today. So if you hear this today, Monday, I might do it like Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But so far, it's going to be like Monday and Wednesday. Sometimes I might just pop up on a Friday. Just look out for me Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, y'all. Just look out around 4 o'clock Pacific Coast time. But today is definitely going down. And I'm excited. So I hope to see you guys come on. I want to get into my, podcast for the day. And so it's like, what do you see when you look in the mirror? And so the scripture God gave me for this was Genesis 1:26. And Genesis 1 verses 26 and 27. So, and then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Right? And so I was thinking about that. And I was like, I'm on this journey of finding my joy and actually staying at this place of joy. And I'm asking myself, like, how do I stay here? How do I stay in this place of joy? And I know you guys may ask, like, how do you stay in this place of joy? Like, how do you stay in this place where you feel fulfilled and you feel excited about the about what's happening next? And it doesn't mean that God has to show me his plans or blessings have to come for me to be excited about what's to come or to say, like, finally he's opening doors or finally he's doing something. It's more about his presence. And a lot of people have been complimenting my skin and saying, oh, your skin looks so beautiful. And I'm like, bruh, it's because I'm sitting in God's presence. Like, you know, sitting in his presence brings joy and peace and revelation. And so when things come my way that may try to hurt me or harm me or make me feel like, or not hurt me or harm me, but like try to make me feel like an adversary, basically, that may try to stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do, it just rubs off my shoulder a little bit more easier now. Because through the time of prayer and worship and just sitting in God's presence, I was able to get revelation from God to say, hey, this is what's going to come. Hey, so this might come too. So I'm just preparing you for what it is. Like, the devil should know that, like, as God's children, that he does warn us on things. He may give you a dream. He may, like, share something, or he may give you a clue or something to say, hey, this is what's going to try to come your way. But you know what? I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't let it ruin your day. And so that's my main goal, is to sit in his presence every day as much as possible so that I can be prepared for what he wants to do and not ruining my day, because I know that there's hope in him and there's joy in God and there's love in God. But part of finding my joy in all things, I had to do, you know, to start preparing for some inner healing. And inner healing and deliverance has been happening for me since like last year. And it's been a journey. It's been a true journey, but finally I'm starting to feel lighter and starting to feel like, wow, when I think of all the things that I've experienced in my past, and you know, I I'm grateful for what I experienced because I know that, of course, I get to share it with you guys, what I've been doing, dealing with, and what I've experienced. And I'm sure that some people that are listening to this is breaking free because all of my pain that I've experienced, like I say it again, it did not go in vain. It did not go in vain, okay? All the things that you hear me say is all from the Holy Spirit. I don't like copy and share another person's testimony or another person's experience or another person's words or slogans. I literally just get all of that deposited in me from the Holy Spirit, and you too can get that also if you just sit in His presence, and He will give you something that just is uniquely defined for you and your business and your brand and where He wants to take you. And so back to what I was saying, because I had to throw that in there real quick, and that was just the Holy Spirit, because that was not in my notes. Let me drink some of my water. But for years, I looked in at myself in the mirror, and I did not see the beauty that others may have saw in me. Yeah, so for years, I didn't see the beauty that others saw in me. Like, I remember I was dating this one guy, and he took a picture of me, and I put up, he sees the beauty in me, talking about him. And I look back at that, and I'm like, dang, I couldn't even see or recognize the beauty that he was capturing, or the beauty that he saw inside of me. Or when others were saying, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful. It wasn't like, it was like I was like looking at it for validation rather than just like, okay, I guess they say I'm pretty, so I guess I look good today, you know? and this is just me being authentic with you guys and sharing it. I remember asking Jesus to show me His face one day while I was worshiping. And while He was walking towards me, I saw His face, and then I saw Him turn into my face. And then I said, whoa. And I started to think about it. If God created me in His own image, and I look in the mirror and I'm questioning what I see and the beauty that He created authentically, and I'm not secure, it means that I'm not secure in my identity in Him. And I can't teach about beauty or talk about all things beauty in God if I don't take care of myself altogether. That's why when I was going through some things, I took some time off from recording the podcast, because I could not pour into you guys from an empty cup because I had nothing to give. There were times when I would like, let me stick to my nose, but there were times when I would like look at myself and I couldn't recognize myself, you know? And I can't teach about those things in beauty if I don't take care of myself altogether, right? So Proverbs 31:17 says, when God is talking about the virtuous woman in the Passion Translation, He says that she wraps herself in strength and might and power in all her works. And the new the NIV translation says, she sets about her work vigorously and her arms are strong for the task. And so when I was studying that, I was like, wow, I have to reevaluate my whole situation in 2021. Because in 2020, I gained about 20 pounds. I was starting to eat my stress. I remember looking in the mirror and not recognizing the Kamara that I strive so hard to be. Like my waist was like was so much smaller. I was vegan / vegetarian. Sometimes I might eat a little fish, like plant-based, mostly plant-based, but I would throw a little fish in there sometimes if I wanted to. and so at the end of last year, around December, I started to create a new habit, and which was getting up more and going out for walks, riding my new Peloton, working out, hiking, just to just be out in nature, and just to climb up that hike would be like, it really helped me. Anything that I can do to just stay active, because I can't share with you guys the things that I haven't started the process of creating on my own myself, right? So I can't be like, yeah, y'all need to get out there, work out, and I'm sitting here laid up in my bed. No. Kamara is out here drinking her water, sipping her tea, eating better and working out daily because I have Christ in me. And if my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, I got to take care of this body. I got to take care of this mind. I got to take care of this heart. I got to take care of this belly. I got to take care of my feet. I got to take care of all of that, you know, because it's all Him. I had to think about how dangerous also it was for me to look in the mirror and not like what I see. Because the enemy wants us to second guess our unique beauty. Because we each look like God and He wants that. Like, He wants nothing but God's children to say, I hate the way I look. You know, He wants us to say things like that. Like, He wants us to be like, oh, I don't like the way I look, or I look fat, or I look like this. He wants us to talk that, to like be negative on ourselves and talk down on ourselves, upon ourselves, because when we talk down upon ourselves, we're talking down upon God, right? And that's why when I say, like, I always love to share this, like, when we say everybody loves to say this verse, but they don't really understand this verse. It's no weapons that formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, I will condemn it. And that tongue also means your own tongue. Your own tongue that you're speaking on yourself, you know? And so you got to be careful what you speak over yourself, because the enemy loves that. He loves when you want to talk reckless about yourself, you know? And I know it sounds harsh to hear that, but it's so real, because if God created us in His own image, then obviously if I'm looking in the mirror and not recognizing who I am, that means I don't recognize the God in me. That means I don't recognize my identity in Christ. That means I don't recognize my, you know, the Holy Spirit, I don't recognize Jesus. I'm not recognizing Him. And how am I going to fall in love with Jesus if I can't fall like the meaning of the reason why we worship is to fall more and more in love with Christ, fall more and more in love with God, fall more and more in love with the Holy Spirit, fall more and more in love with the Holy Trinity, right? All three, right? We want to fall more in love with them. So worship is that one weapon that allows us to get to that point of love and desire for them, so that when we look at ourselves, we're at a peace of who we are and how God made us, because we're just so in love with Him that it's just like, okay, I got a pimple today, but look, God, it's okay. It's okay. Because God, you have a pimple. If I have a pimple today, that means you, God, you have a pimple too. Oh, this is some good tea. This is some revelation that Jesus has given me, y'all. I'm dramatic, and that's on period. That's just who I am. So I love the Passion Translation, y'all. That's my juice. But Psalms 139:14, the Passion Translation says, I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex, aka so different and unique. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about how thoroughly you know me, Lord. Everything God does is marvelously breathtaking, even creating you. He was so intentional about everything He added to your beauty, because He either wanted it to stand out in some way. Can you believe that, like, my eyes was the one thing I was picked on for, and now now eyes and the beauty of eyes is what I sell with my lash line. As a makeup artist, I was told, like, not to overpower the client or make them feel uncomfortable around my beauty. So dumb it down a little bit. And it was to a point where I started to really just let myself go. Like, okay, I'm just going to play the background. I'm just going to gain this weight. I'm going to eat what I got to eat on set. I don't need to lose no weight, because I'm not in front of the camera. So it doesn't matter. Do whatever it is, put a little, a little zhuzh on, but nothing too much, because you don't want to make them feel bad, And it's like, my only boss right now is God. And He's the only person I fear. And whoever wants me to dim the Him in me is just not the person for me to work with. You know, yesterday I was watching Mike Todd, and he asked, would you turn away from your dream job if it wasn't sent by God? And now when I think about it, Absolutely. Because if it may mean that God has, of course, better for me, but also that I may have to do something to compromise the beauty of God in me. And if I am made in His image, there's no compromising allowed. Like, there's no more compromising or over compromising because I want to fit in, or I want to make people feel comfortable, or feel a way about myself. You know, if I look and see another girl and how beautiful she looks, I'm so secure about myself now that I can compliment her and I can say, wow, look at you, girl. Yes, come on. Look at you working out. Like, you inspiring me to go out and work out. You're inspiring me to want to do better, you know? And we have to start to, like, really just being inspired by somebody else's beauty and seeing how, like, wow, God, look at how you did that. You did that, Lord. You know, like, that is what God wants to hear. God doesn't want to hear, like, well, why don't I look like her? And why can't I look like this? And, you know, oh, I wish if my nose looked like this, or if my body looked like that, then I would be more attractive. Or, you know, like, He doesn't want to hear about that. He wants to hear that, God, look at me. I feel beautiful. I look amazing. I feel great today. You know, and I'll be honest, that Peloton bike is part of the reason why I feel so really good about myself. Like, just like competing with myself. Like, the only person I'm competing with is me, because I see my message board of, like, what I'm up to, what I'm doing. The instructors I follow, they're amazing at, like, motivating me, and they're like, yeah, come on, you know. And I'm like, looking, okay, let me see the next day. Oh wow, I'm going for a walk. I'm not gonna get on the bike today. Let me make sure while I'm walking, let me log into the Peloton so I could, like, get my points up, you know. And so, like, just find that joy, man. Find that joy that's going to make you look at yourself and say, this mole on my face is beautiful. This hair coming out my, like, I got some hair in my nose, y'all. I got some hair in my nose. I ain't gonna lie, I gotta cut that hair in my nose, though. I gotta cut it. But the hair, I love it. You know, like, it's my hair in my nose. You know, like, whatever. Y'all gonna catch this hair. At least I got some hair. You know what I'm saying? But today I just wanted to share that. And yes, we may all have securities, but if we flip the script and change our perspective, we can now walk in the fullness that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So what we watch, what we read, what we say to each other and to ourselves, what we eat, what we drink, it's important. Like, even drinking, like, I remember I used to drink alcohol to a point where I used to say, let me get a personality and I'll take it to the head, cup after cup, just taking it to the head, just so I can, in my own way, get a personality, until I realized that I'm actually kind of dope sober. Like, I'm actually kind of amazing sober. I mean, yes, now I will have a glass, but I don't exceed it to a point where I'm like stupid drunk anymore. I'm drinking maybe like 2 glasses and maybe a third one, but before I take that third one, I swallow a glass of water so that I'm like filling my body up with a bunch of water before I do it. Like, I'm more aware of how I'm taking care of my body. I'm more aware of my surroundings. I'm more aware of, like, just myself and how I want to feel and how I want to look. And I think this is something that LA does to people too, because I feel like LA, like, people move here and they turn into these whole, like, superheroes that like to work out every day and run, and, you know, because the weather's perfect and you're always showing some skin. You have, you know, less clothes on because it's beautiful out here, you know? So I think that may be what it is. And then working out builds the endorphins, so you just feel so much better. But, I mean, like, if we just flip the script of thinking about, like, how the Holy Spirit is in us, and that we just want to take better care of us, so that when we look in look in the mirrors, we could see the Holy Spirit and be like, wow, you're so beautiful. You a whole shorty. You looking like a joint today. you know, it's important to love on you a little more. you know, start the process and to begin your healing. You know, I definitely recommend seeing a therapist. I definitely recommend getting some deliverance. Listen, if your church ain't doing deliverance, find a church that is. Find a church that's going to lay some hands and cast that demon out. Okay? Okay. Hello? Hello. And I also want you guys to look in the mirror and speak. One of my favorite scriptures is Song of Songs, chapter 4, 1 through 7. And it's like a beautiful love letter that goes like this. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats. I mean, well, listen, goats. But okay, I'll take that. Descending from the hills of Gilead, your teeth are like a flock of sheep, white and clean. Okay. Just shorn, coming up from the washing. Come on. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep, just shorn, coming up from the washing. That means your teeth is looking pearly white, okay, and pretty. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. Come on, teeth. Each one of your teeth has its own twin, and not one of them are alone, baby girl. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields. All of them shields are warriors. Your breasts are like 2 fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh. And you are all together beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Like, you better listen. Like, come on. Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. I actually want to look that up in the Passion Translation and see how they wrote that. But I'm like, it's just a reminder of how God sees us, of the beauty that he sees in each and every one of us. And I'm just obsessed with God. I just love him. I think it's just fantastic. Okay, so this is it in the mess. Let me see in the Passion. Ooh, let's read the Passion. Let's read the Passion translation of that. Listen, my dearest darling. You are so beautiful. You are beauty itself to me. Your eyes glisten with love, like gentle doves behind your veil. What devotion I see each time I gaze upon you. You are like a sacrifice ready to be offered. Come, hello. Hello. When I look at you, I see how you have taken my fruit and tasted my sword, my word. Your life, and when I translate that, when I look at you, I see how you have taken my fruit and tasted my word. And when I hear taking my fruit, which is the fruit of the Spirit, which is kindness, joy, love, compassion, patience, goodness, faithfulness, and then tasted my word, which is knowing your scripture and knowing the word of God. Ooh, that means you're a beast, right? Your life has become clean and pure, like a lamb washed and newly shorn. And now show grace and balance and truth on display. Your lips are as lovely as Rahab's scarlet ribbon, speaking mercy and speaking grace. The words of your mouth are as refreshing as an oasis. What pleasure you bring to me. I see your blushing cheeks open like the halves of a pomegranate, showing through your veil of tender meekness. When I look at you, I see inner strength, so stately and strong. You are as secure as David's fortress. Your virtues and grace cause 1,000 famous soldiers to surrender to your beauty. Your pure faith and love rest over your heart. as you nurture those who are yet infants. Come on, Jesus. Hello. Listen, I think, like, I want you guys to study that. Like, study Song of Songs 4, verses 1 through 7, guys. Study that and say that to yourselves every day. And remind yourselves and write an affirmation to yourself of what that, like, of who you are, you know? Anyway, I'm going to end this now. This was amazing. And I thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are into what I just, you know, talked about today, please subscribe and leave a review. Your reviews matter and your downloads matter. And sharing it definitely matters too. I see the beauty in each of you, and God especially does too. And I thank you guys and I love you guys, and I will see you guys next week, and I will see you guys on my lives. Make sure you guys turn your notifications on. I appreciate each of you that do come on, and y'all have a blessed day, y'all. Peace.